The Theatre Guide, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
It's as simple as that, Kate. Hi, how are you?
Hi, good, thanks.
So, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show.
And, it's good
and
to be
theatre,
here.
The wonderful world of theatre. There's so much happening in the town, this busy metropolis of ours. Show us the way. Light us a path, won't you, through to so we can see those who tread the board.
Yeah, definitely. First up, I sort of just wanted to talk about the launch of the Auckland Arts Fest.
Woo-hoo!
Which happened last week, and it's just super exciting. There are so many great things in this festival, and it's interesting. It's a new artistic director, Jonathan Bielski, who's taken over from Carla Van Zon, and he's made everything red, not pink, which is exciting in itself.
Passionate.
Well, I don't know if I'm ready for that, but okay.
Mainly, it's just, there's heaps of awesome stuff, but I'll just focus on the New Zealand work. There's some really exciting
focus on the good stuff.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to focus on.
There's some really exciting new work from Hone Koka, who's one of our best playwrights. He is with Tawata Productions down in Wellington, who develop a huge amount of new work. There's a really exciting new feminist work called Body Double from Eleanor
that looks
Bishop.
Amazing.
Yeah. They're actually just about to open
in Wellington.
Yeah. And so pretty awesomely, they're opening in the stab season at Bats, which is really experimental.
What does that mean, stab season?
Stab it's is bats, a season backwards. At Bats. Yeah, it's Bats
it's backwards.
Bats
backwards. Right. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, sure.
But it's been going
so it's like taking the what you expect and just
flipping
it.
Right, cool. I'm with you.
But yeah, it's been going for years, and it's basically sort of focused for, towards theatre makers who want to bring more technology into their work, but new ways of engaging with technology. And it's interesting because that, you know, started about 15 years ago, and it was kind of new and exciting then, but now that's quite a norm. But anyway, Eleanor, Julia Croft and Karen McCracken are creating Body Double, and excitingly, Jonathan Bielski, the artistic director of the festival, has asked them to come and present the work in the festival, which is just so great to draw those artists through up to festival level that fast, you know.
Julia Croft, who listeners may remember, has been up to the show to talk about one of her past pieces that was on at the basement, which involved wigs and misuse of microphones, or proper use of microphones, and a leaf blower. I know
sounds
you love
like
them,
show.
Mike.
Yeah.
Lovely flows, I really do.
That was great. That one went to Edinburgh and won lots of awards, which is cool. So Julia
just electrically flows, or the gas powered one.
It's definitely electric.
Yeah, yeah.
But it would have been too much gas.
Sustainable.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, sort of thing.
Especially in that little basement space, it would have got a bit. Also New Zealand working the festival. Oh yeah, the Naked Samoans are making a return after 20 years,
cool,
which is really awesome. Yeah, and they're working with a director, Nina Nawalawalo, who has a company called The Conch. She is like an amazing clown herself. So what's interesting is I think it will be quite physical and really
been a difficult year for clowns too, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
With the Stephen King movie, or the remake, and then of course there was the clown, people dressing up as clowns and freaking people. There was a little stint of that going on earlier in the year around the world. Don't try and act like it didn't happen.
Before the film came out.
Sort of leading up to maybe.
It's still going on. The creative director here at BFM sends me pictures of clowns when she wants to upset me.
Oh, are you one of them, are you?
Yeah, are you one of them?
You wouldn't like that, but I sent you a picture of a clown the other day. Didn't say anything about it then.
Clown in a boat, though, so it was kind of safe.
A clown in a boat.
Yeah,
it was a floating clown, right. But, because clowning's awesome. Clowning is awesome. It's a bummer that it's getting ruined by a few bad apples.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You can actually make some devastating work with clown. You can really kind of speak to some, I don't know, truths.
One of the best things I've ever seen in my life was Slava's snow show. Seriously,
that's just where all that snow comes in your face for ages.
But his actual show, the whole thing he does, he's... Whack it. It's amazing. One of the best things I've ever seen in my life. Amazing. I'll tell you a story about that after. Off air. I'll tell you some off air clown stories. But what else?
Talking about Naked Samoans who haven't done work for ages, there's also a piece that's coming from a French Canadian director called Robert Lepage, and it's called The Far Side of the Moon, and it came 20 years ago. Oh, no, it wasn't that long ago. 15 years ago, maybe. I saw it when it came initially, and it's such a beautiful piece.
And now they're naked Polynesians in there? What
no,
you
no,
another person.
It's just bringing work back.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay, for another.
So, no, I see, I'm with you.
Go round.
Sure. He's also an amazing filmmaker. So if you're into your kind of outre left leaning films with a very theatrical bent, Robert Lepage is fantastic. So. Yeah, that's a pretty good get. That's got to be a centrepiece for the festival, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's interesting because I think some of his work, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that ages, you know, how it dates. But I know that, I don't know, it has a beautiful simplicity.
The thing is, with theatre, it tends to have quite good legs if it's good.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. There's one other great piece I'm really excited about, which is just you get to listen to a piece. You go into Shed 10 in your jammies and you get to bring your bedding and you just listen to a concert, classical, overnight. And it's called Sleep. And this guy has made...
Oh, my God!
Isn't
that's awesome!
Cool?
But it's live performance. And how long is it? It's hours and hours.
8 hours, yeah.
8 hours.
Eight hours is a good refreshing sleep.
Non-stop orchestral music. And yeah, they give you a bed, right? But
yeah,
then you can bring your bedding and your pyjamas.
Yeah, and they call it a stretcher in the press release. So I'm imagining
It's a camp stretcher. It's like a jamboree. It's like a scout jamboree.
Yeah. Yeah. So pretty amazing. Yeah. And you can kind of stay up and listen to it if you want, but it's...
No talking though, eh?
No.
Either sleep or listen to the music. Shush. Hey.
I think the music is apparently composed
wow, that's really cool.
With a sleep specialist so it's about feeding into REM states and, you know, like, amazing kind of creating beds for the best sleep, I think.
If you were a bed, excuse the pun, if you were a sleep specialist, wouldn't that be a neat phone call to get?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm not ringing up about snoring. I'm actually ringing up about this arts festival. We'd like you to help us compose this. That's really cool.
Cool, eh?
Yeah, so, I mean, and I suppose how to have, like, you know, you sort of just want to go with one person. You don't want to take a group of, because you just get out. Just someone have a wine or something.
It's on the pricey.
You know that thing where you go to a theatre show and someone's had a wine? Just like, shut the fuck up.
In the new ASB Waterfront Theatre, it's beautiful polished floors and stemware. It's plastic, so you're safe.
Yes.
But there's stemware because it's top heavy. It falls over a lot and you just hear this wonderful...
Yeah, because people who drink get drunk. As well.
It's amazing, especially in powerful, quiet moments in a piece of theatre.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Oh, sorry. Oh. Yeah.
It's because it's plastic, so it bounces, so it really makes it,
wonderful.
Used to be cool mints and tangy fruits in the old wooden floored theatres back in the old days before there was steam.
That sleep piece has got a few people in the office excited. It is on the pricier end of the festival, but you are getting 8 hours of live music.
I'd pay to get some decent sleep.
Shall I hook you up a ticket then, Mikey?
That's cool. Yeah. It's like, go there. How long is the Arts Festival on for?
So that's like, I think, 3 weeks. Yeah, it's usually
that's
three
good, in March. As well,
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Wow.
So there are definitely ones that sell out pretty fast. But yeah, I mean, there's also, of course, these big headline ones that I haven't even mentioned, which are also awesome. But yeah, the New Zealand theatre program this year is really exciting.
So what are the dates for us?
In March.
Okay, yeah. So what about this weekend? If you're going to go to
this weekend,
hot ticket.
So the Mountaintop at the Basement is people have been raving about it. I'm talking about it having not seen it, which is naughty. But I'm going tonight. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It was a play that, interestingly, is written by African American woman. She couldn't find a theatre in the US, and then she took it to a small new writing theatre in London, and then it just exploded.
Blew up.
And now Victor Roger, who's a playwright, Pacifica playwright, he has brought the script here and has two Pacifica actors, Dave Farney and Nicole Whippy, in the two central roles. And yeah, that just sounds like an incredible performance.
Has he messed with it at all? Because Victor Roger is, you know, screenwriter and theatre writer as well.
He's actually, Fussy Tour Amosa is directing it. So cool. Victor's co-produced it with another producer, Julie Zhu. And it's, the story is, it's Martin Luther King's last night in a hotel in Memphis.
Wow.
And a maid comes in and, yeah, that is the play.
I love it. I love Dave Farney because some people only know Dave Farney from his jocular carryings on and the in the world of radio and that sort of thing, but he's actually an amazing actor.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. So often it's the great comedians that are the great drama actors. Yeah.
True. Hey, thank you very much for coming in, Kate.
Cool.
Lovely to meet you, and we'll see you again on The Breakfast Show.
Thank you.
That was The Theatre Guide, proudly brought to you by the Vic Devonport. Get a return trip and a movie ticket from any Fuller's ticket office for only $17, or $10 for the kids. TheVic.co.nz.
95BFM presents Lord Echo at the Hollywood this Friday, November 10th. With support from the All Seen Hand and DJ Manuel Bundy, live visuals by Erica Sklenaz, 35mm shorts, trailers and curiosities selected by Hollywood Cinema, beer by Garage Project, juices and cocktails by Almighty, and food by Wise Boys. Lord Echo, live at the Hollywood, this Friday, November 10th. Tickets on sale now from undertheradar.co.nz.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is!
Punk It Up returns for the last ever punk show at the King's Arms, Saturday, February 17th. Crowd scum, flesh device, bank robbers, wolfpack and a whole lot more. Early bird tickets available now at Under the Radar.
Do us all a favour here, wear this polythene back.
Plus One, 95BFM and Under the Radar present John Cooper Clarke. April 21st at the Crystal Palace, Mount Eden, and April 22nd at the Vic Devonport. The iconic poet, punk and snazzy dresser is headed to New Zealand, doing classic spoken word and extraordinary new material. John Cooper Clarke, April 21st at the Crystal Palace, Mount Eden, and April 22nd at the Vic Devonport. Tickets from utr.co.nz.
That's about the speed I do it.
Complacency doesn't get you anywhere. English gin, done to death. Live bold. Live bold. Try something different. Citadel is premium French gin in an elegant, intriguing package. French gin, it's all about that savoir-faire, chateau to bottle gin. Just head on down to Love Bucket 309 K Road and amid the high back booths, dark woods and vintage speakers, try a cocktail with Citadel. Premium gin du Chateau de Bonbonnet. Ever drink artisanal gin in a hot dive bar? Yeah, I didn't think so.
Hey man, do you have anything by Eat, Pray, Hate?
Sure. Coming up.
Oh, you're just going to play it?
Yes.
You're not going to say it's not in the system or you'll try find it but you're not sure or you don't take requests?
This is the request show.
Shit. When does the next show start?
Saturday, 7 to 9 p.m., the Jukebox Parlor is taking all your requests and we know you have requests. Jukebox Parlor with Soong, brought to you by Legitties, the best little venue in St. Kevin's Arcade.
It's time for the news roundup.
Open the door on the world. What do we see, Lillian?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
We see a new design for stranded whales that can help get them back in the water.
Thank goodness.
We see Gareth Morgan firing his candidates from via email.
That is it. I saw that. That's a beauty, isn't it?
Okay.
I look
Who
forward.
Did he
I
fire?
Look
forward.
So Jenny Condi sent him an email, you know, just inquiring as to what the party was up to, what their direction was, what they were going to do now that they sort of didn't
great.
Do so well in the election. It also kind of happened around the time that he made the comments about paddles dying and I think...
The Prime Minister's cat, ladies and gentlemen!
She wasn't... Yeah, I feel like they weren't too happy about that. She kind of mentioned that she wasn't so pleased with his attitude. Anyway, basically she sent this email and he replied saying, just resign from the party. You're a pain in the ass. Kaki te anō.
Yeah, well, she just said, Kaki te anō, Gareth Morgan. Why don't you just resign from the party? You're a pain in the ass anyway. I was like,
no response to her inquiry.
He doesn't mince words, does he?
No. But you feel like that would really just... Is that a good look?
No, it's not a good look.
Is that a good way to go into the next round of trying to campaign
Shit,
to be a party?
No.
Do you remember?
Who wants to join his party now?
I think it was the Toronto mayoral candidate or something a few years ago just had a policy of I will not lie and I will not use puffed words, I will not waste your time. And he became really popular for doing so.
In a good way.
And until people started asking him questions like, have you ever smoked crack?
And then that guy.
Yeah, and then he went, oh shit.
Yeah, there was that one time, but I don't need more. And then he got caught doing it again. Oh.
And so they kind of...
It's actually a good rule of thumb for me is don't smoke crack.
But being super blunt and super honest seemed to be serving him in good stead.
Yeah.
So do you think maybe that's Gareth Morgan's plan? Or
I feel like he... Yeah, I mean, it's...
Sir Bob Jones is a complete fuckwit and he's managed to do well out of it.
It goes with his whole thing where it's policy over personality, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't... He's not